Read the questions.
Today I'm going to be talking to you about the 10-item wardrobe. A few years ago I wrote a book called Lessons from Madame Chic, and the book covers a wide range of topics, everything from clutter control to exercise to how to live life as a formal affair. But there is one section of the book that is called Liberate Yourself with the 10-item wardrobe. The 10-item wardrobe. It's a concept that sparks confusion in a lot of people, I think, and curiosity, because we are a society who has become accustomed to having closets that are completely crammed with clothes. We go shopping, we fill, and very rarely do we check out what's going on inside there. Well, some people might say, so what's the problem with that? Well, one of the very strange side effects of having too many clothes is that we still have nothing to wear. Yes, we are operating under the misconception that the more clothes we have, the easier it is to get ready in the morning, when actually the opposite is true. Other problems that arise is that we're not discerning about what goes into our closets. So we're more prone to impulse buys. You'll be at the sales and you'll see, you know, neon lavender lace shorts and, you know, they're on sale. So you buy them, even though they have nothing to do with your true style. Another problem that arises is that our own sense of style is actually clouded. How many people could actually define their style in one or two words? Not many, because we don't really think about it, do we? And because this is so overwhelming for so many people, I think a lot of people give up and they just wear exercise clothes all day, even though they don't exercise. I'm going to take you back now to Paris. I went to live with a French family, and I call them Famille Chic. And that wasn't their real name, but that was who they were to me. They were chic, not in a flashy, nouveau riche kind of way, but in an elegant, comfortable in their own skin kind of way. After our cup of tea, Madame Chic took me to my bedroom to show me where I'd be sleeping for the next few months, and of course I was excited to see this. And the bedroom did not disappoint. It was charming. There was a little tiny twin bed and floor-to-ceiling windows that had a beautiful view of the courtyard outside. The curtains matched the lampshade on the desk. I mean, it was perfect. And then she showed me where I was going to keep my clothes. And it wasn't a closet like I was used to back in California. No, it was a little armoire. And she opened it up, and there were 10 hangers hanging inside. Now, I panicked, because I brought with me to Paris 2 suitcases that were completely stuffed with clothes. So I was thinking, where the heck am I going to keep my clothes for the next 6 months? I didn't say that, of course, because that would have been rude. But the next day, I did ask all of my friends on the study abroad program if they had the same unfortunate wardrobe situation that I did. And it turns out they did. Nobody had these closets that were, big, like we were used to back in California. Everybody had a little tiny armoire that had around 10 to 12 hangers hanging inside. So I thought to myself, gosh, I felt so bad for these French people. How did they cope with such little storage space? I decided to observe them. So I observed Madame Chic, of course. I observed the other mothers on the study abroad program. I observed my college professors, the ladies who worked at the local tabac and boulangerie. And I noticed something about them. They all wore the same high-quality clothes over and over and over again in heavy rotation, and they didn't appear to be suffering. Au contraire! No, they actually exuded their own unique individual style beautifully. And so I thought, well, maybe there is something to this whole 10-item wardrobe business.
Now, listen again.
Today I'm going to be talking to you about the 10-item wardrobe. A few years ago, I wrote a book called Lessons from Madame Chic. And the book covers a wide range of topics, everything from clutter control to exercise to how to live life as a formal affair. But there is one section of the book that is called Liberate Yourself with the 10-item wardrobe. The 10-item wardrobe. It's a concept that sparks confusion in a lot of people, I think, and curiosity, because we are a society who has become accustomed to having closets that are completely crammed with clothes. We go shopping, we fill, and very rarely do we check out what's going on inside there. Well, some people might say, so what's the problem with that? Well, one of the very strange side effects of having too many clothes is that we still have nothing to wear. Yes, we are operating under the misconception that the more clothes we have, the easier it is to get ready in the morning, when actually the opposite is true. Other problems that arise is that we're not discerning about what goes into our closets. So we're more prone to impulse buys. You'll be at the sales and you'll see, you know, neon lavender lace shorts and, you know, they're on sale. So you buy them, even though they have nothing to do with your true style. Another problem that arises is that our own sense of style is actually clouded. How many people could actually define their style in one or two words? Not many, because we don't really think about it, do we? And because this is so overwhelming for so many people, I think a lot of people give up and they just wear exercise clothes all day, even though they don't exercise. I'm going to take you back now to Paris. I went to live with a French family, and I call them famille chic. And that wasn't their real name, but that was who they were to me. They were chic, not in a flashy, nouveau riche kind of way, but in an elegant, comfortable in their own skin kind of way. After our cup of tea, Madame Chic took me to my bedroom to show me where I'd be sleeping for the next few months, and of course I was excited to see this. And the bedroom did not disappoint. It was charming. There was a little tiny twin bed and floor-to-ceiling windows that had a beautiful view of the courtyard outside. The curtains matched the lampshade on the desk. I mean, it was perfect. And then she showed me where I was going to keep my clothes. And it wasn't a closet like I was used to back in California. No, it was a little armoire. And she opened it up, and there were 10 hangers hanging inside. Now, I panicked because I brought with me to Paris 2 suitcases that were completely stuffed with clothes. So I was thinking, where the heck am I going to keep my clothes for the next 6 months? I didn't say that, of course, because that would have been rude. But the next day, I did ask all of my friends on the study abroad program if they had the same unfortunate wardrobe situation that I did. And it turns out they did. Nobody had these closets that were, you know, big like we were used to back in California. Everybody had a little tiny armoire that had around 10 to 12 hangers hanging inside. So I thought to myself, gosh, I felt so bad for these French people. How did they cope with such little storage space? I decided to observe them. So I observed Madame Chic, of course. I observed the other mothers on the study abroad program. I observed my college professors, the ladies who worked at the local tabac and boulangerie. And I noticed something about them. They all wore the same high-quality clothes over and over and over again in heavy rotation, and they didn't appear to be suffering. Au contraire! No, they actually exuded their own unique individual style beautifully. And so I thought, well, maybe there is something to this whole 10-item wardrobe business.
That is the end of part 3.